Hey guys, welcome back to the Captain's Log. I'm naked today, no glasses. Ben convinced me. Ben Gleaves, my guest, and Henry Horse. Look at Henry Horse right here. Henry Horsey!
That's right. Look, the eyes are the windows of the soul.
13 years of the Captain's Log. First
really?
Puppy. First puppy appearance.
Oh, okay. And first time no glasses?
Maybe I've done a few.
Well, but I was going to say I'm honored, but now I just feel cheap.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to make all my guests feel at home, so I do say a lot of things that might not be exactly true, how famous and funny you are, but you know, hey!
Oh, shit!
Ben Gleave.
It's your ticket sales, baby!
Off the Hook Comedy Club, Star of Idiot Test on Netflix, which is a cool show, man.
Thank you.
How much prep do you have to do for the show? Like when you like
oh,
for
huge,
the
huge
you do right? Amount. Do you do a lot of research about it?
I work very hard on every episode. Just share a thing to my personal page.
Yeah, didn't so give now me the share it to the didn't now the do option. Share and then share.
I don't know why
share,
I did that.
And then go share to page.
Oh, I see there.
You can do that now.
That's what
Yeah. So we're teaching Ben.
I love
Ben's
that.
A master of social media over here with all
this. I just didn't see that part of the button. I'm usually very adept at this. No, I work crazy hard on every episode of Idiot Test. After season one became... Well, I was head writer season one, but I became the co-executive producer as well.
Yeah.
And I work on every single test on the show.
You do?
Every single test. I write some from scratch, and then our other writers write most of them from scratch. And then I work on every one. I take them. We debate them. We'd spend an hour and a half sometimes, or to a week, we'd come back to a test.
Really?
Until I was happy with it, because I didn't want to ever go on air. It's my face out there. I didn't want to go on air with a test that I didn't believe was the best we could be, the one that I could personally defend. And so I worked really hard with our other EPs, Craig Brooks and Aaron Solomon, and making sure that the show was as good as it could be.
And who's like the smartest guest you had on there?
I don't know, because mostly it's regular people. I don't know their names. I don't care about
But I mean,
people.
Like, do you see some people were, like, crazy smart, or no?
Yeah. There were some, like, Mensa people that aced it and did pretty darn good and won 10,000 pretty easily. But as far as celebrities, who was the smartest? Eliza Schlesinger was good, but then she panicked when there was math in one question. It wasn't even math. She just saw numbers and freaked out, and it was a trick question, and she didn't realize it.
Cause okay.
She was partnered with Russell Peters, and he was not great. At it from as memory serves. I think Tiffany Haddish was pretty good.
How'd you come up with the idea?
It was not my idea.
It wasn't.
So I did not. They just offered me to host it.
Why did they pick you?
That changed my life.
How did they pick you? How did they know that you were going to be
very talented?
Good at that?
It's a good question. I think they didn't know.
How did they pick? Why did they not pick me? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you live in a small town in Florida.
Right.
Very far from everything, and you like to wear your glasses, and they don't allow
you have
on camera in studio.
This is true. Which is why Ben clearly made me wear no glasses.
Today. Yeah, I want to see your eyes. I want to see my eyes. I wear blue, so it would pop my eyes.
I want to protect my cornea and my retina in the sun.
Well, I feel like you got tint going on in all your windows. I feel like you're over worried about it for no reason whatsoever. But, yeah, they didn't know that I'd be good at brain puzzles, nor did I. And I wasn't actually very good at them ever. But
you
they
train
knew I'm a
your
good
brain.
Host. I trained my brain. Like, I didn't even understand why the show was called Idiot Test, and they gave me a bunch when I first got the job to study.
Yeah.
The very first test, it was like, touch the down arrow, and I'm staring at it, and I can't find a down arrow. And then, when I looked at the, I gave up and looked at the answer, and it was just in the damn middle of the test, right in the negative space, and out loud, my brain, I actually out loud said, I'm an idiot. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
that's the premise.
That's the whole idea.
That's the whole idea. And so I just did it so much, and I've always been, you know, my comedy's always been, like, very much trying to find logic flaws in people's brain and how they think. And in crowd work, I'll make fun of people that way. In my bits, it's always about, like, what is society doing wrong? What do people do that just they can be making smarter choices? That's exactly what the show is. It's one of the few game shows that's not trivia. It's just how your brain works. You don't have to know anything. You just have to have a good brain.
This is
I got a pretty good one.
You do.
So,
it's like brand new. It hasn't been used.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's hurtful. Hurtful. It's very hurtful. And so I wish you could take
so
it back.
So you were recently
Wait,
on...
Hold on. Do you want to take it back before you move on? Do you want to take that back?
Yes. No, I love talking to you, Ben. And hanging out with
Thank
you.
Thank you.
It works out well. It's been a long time that we've
long
known
time.
Each other. How long? 12 years?
Probably something like that.
Is this the first time we've actually done the log together? The show? Or the?
No,
we did. I found a couple... little clips of one time we were going to radio and we were doing
stuff. Yeah, I was
going
to say we did it at one time.
Yeah, yeah. But not officially like the show like I do now where it's a podcast.
We didn't do it live, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's great to be back on the log.
It is. And you have a podcast. Tell everyone what it is.
Last Week on Earth on Kevin Smith's Modcast Network.
Yep.
And I summarize everything that happened during the last week on Earth. News, politics, pop culture, trends. I have not done it in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have 7 years to catch up on. So
yeah, there's a lot of episodes.
I've had crazy guests. Like, I know you're booking big timers like Ben Gleib and Josh Wolf.
Correct.
Great bookings.
Correct.
But I have had guests like Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Odenkirk.
Very cool.
Meghan McCain, Blake Griffin, Moby, Kevin Smith, Sophia Bush, Chris D'Elia. You know, I've had the gamut. Adam Devine, Eliza Schlesinger. You know, we had them on.
Yep, yep.
And I do solo episodes a lot.
Which is cool.
I'm lonely, Kevin.
Do you go to a studio to do it, or do you have your traveling little setup?
I have a traveling setup, and I do it in my house usually.
Right.
And I used to have an engineer. I don't do that anymore. I would like to maybe... I don't know. I would like to maybe join one of the big networks. I'm on Smodcast with Kevin Smith, but I feel like he would be fine with me taking it to a one that's maybe more political or more news-oriented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to see what's up.
So you've been doing stand-up now for how many years? 15?
19.
Wow.
My 19th year doing stand-up.
And tell me about, like, the first time you got on stage. How did that work out?
My first set on a stand-up stage was the L.A. Cabaret Theater. It was a open mic in the Valley I did summer during college.
What made you want to just say that you wanted to do stand-up?
Oh, I wanted to do it since I was 5 years old.
Okay.
I knew I wanted to be a comedian and a TV host and an actor since I was five. And so
what was it that actually made you want that?
It's just, I don't know, something about entertaining people always seemed like the most fun job. It seemed very appealing. I knew I'd be good at it. I was always good at making people laugh. And it seemed like just your life would be fun if you did that. Yeah. I didn't realize how much work it would be, but it just seemed like a fun life.
There's a big difference, though, between the guys in showbiz that work at it and the guys that just show up and do their thing. I mean, you're creating new content. You're out there. You're getting the name out, which is why I think 19 years of career has been a success, right? Like, some guys just literally show up, call it a day, and that's it. They don't do anything else.
Yeah.
You're marketing. You're out there.
You're a one-man corporation when you do stand-up these days.
That's right.
And so also I think the thing that might be, people don't realize it's like it's 24/7 hustle, don't sleep, and you have to keep pushing at all times. And the one thing I think also made my mind this like comedic and entertainment brain is that my parents were just always real chill in this way. Like, I had a bedtime like any other kid, but that just meant I had to go to bed.
Right.
I had a TV in my room with cable TV.
Sure.
And I never had to turn it off. So I've been a night owl since I was five. I was watching like SNL and Kids in the Hall and SCTV and Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman since I was like 7 or 8 years old. So it just made me, like, I never was that into like cartoons. Like,
I wasn't either, right? I was watching like cooking and fishing shows.
Oh, were you?
And I was never like cartoons.
Lanes
just
why
my
you
thing.
Own a restaurant and
I think so,
you're
yeah.
a captain.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I think that's that does play a big part, right?
That is good water.
What is it? The 1055, the beet water.
Water one, 1055, the beet water.
What? I thought you were drinking like some kind
and
of really
it's
good.
Telling you, it's telling you what water is good for. It goes, birthdays, fundraisers, for fun,
sports events.
Oh, that's when water's helpful?
Well, we did just leave 105.5 The Beat on the Freak Show. Now we're going on Big Mama and the Wild Bunch. Today, I was telling you, is Babs' last day. I think it's a 10-year run.
It's really sad. And I'm glad that's why I flew in this particular weekend.
It is.
Even though I don't know who Babs is.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. And she's
Seems
done
like
today. She's moving to Tampa. But we'll stay in touch. And I'll let you
do
her show. Yes.
That's nice of you.
She's got a new show, so I'll introduce you, and then you can do her show in Tampa.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm doing the work of the Lord here.
You're doing the Lord's work.
I'm making connections, you know?
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Making it happen, Captain. That's what I like to say.
Oh, make it happen, Captain. So you spell happen with an apostrophe, too?
Yeah, a little bit.
H-A-P apostrophe N?
No, I don't.
I should. Making it happen, Captain.
I should say that.
Trust me, dude.
Dude, wonder why you're the host of the idiot.
Yeah, listen, I help. I'm very good with acronyms and abbreviations. They've said that about me since
you have good grammar?
Grammar?
Yeah, when you do it.
I have country grammar. I'm not the best at grammar, but especially in Spanish. Spanish can't conjugate a verb too well, though.
No.
People think I'm doing shit in the past.
Yeah, it's what it comes out that way.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
I get it.
It really does.
Yeah.
So we're doing shows at Off the Hook.
Tonight through Sunday.
Tonight, you have one show at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And then two on Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday.
Yep.
How's the travel work out for you? You've been doing this for a long time. Do you just want to stay home certain weeks, or you still every week hit the road?
No, I don't hit every route every week. I'm not a road dog in the way like some of the guys that do 45 weeks a year are.
Right.
I do like 20 to 25 weeks
a year. And you're happy with that?
Very happy.
Because you're doing shows and you're creating new pilots and...
I do TV stuff. You know, I just did an episode of Late Late Show with James Corden.
Seems really cool. Like, I've never met him.
He's great.
Jimmy Fallon, I've met a few times. James Corden,
Jimmy Fallon, it's absolutely incredible. Yeah. I'm so excited to meet you. Captain Brad, oh my God. This is so exciting.
He needed a guitar. You're the greatest. He showed up for a gig without a guitar. We walked into Guitar Center.
Really?
And they're like, dude, it's Jimmy Fallon. He signed like four guitars. And they're like, take them all.
What?
And he signed guitars on the wall.
They gave him free guitars?
To use, But they're like, give it back.
Damn.
He kept one.
That's cool.
Pretty dope, though.
What is that, a buffalo over there? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Is that a bull?
Just another day in Florida.
Jesus.
You know, that's how it is.
He's going to get eaten by a gator.
So James Corden, yeah.
Corden. And then I just did a cameo in Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie. As a half Jay, half Silent Bob.
Jay was
hybrid.
Here. We did the show. That was cool.
Is that fun?
Yeah, really good.
That's cool. Yeah, his wife Jordan's the best too.
She was intricately involved in helping him out with the stuff too.
Yeah, she's killer producer. She produced the whole movie too.
Really?
Yeah, the whole Jay and Silent Bob.
Dan, I didn't know that.
So,
what do you like better, the stand-up aspect or the TV and kind of like the behind-the-scenes stuff? Where, for me, it would be maybe getting the deal, like. Raising the funds, like getting the money.
Right.
Like, so you do some of that too still.
I do some of that stuff too. Yeah, I'm a good producer. I do not like it. I do it out of necessity.
Right.
It's hard to find good producers out there. Yep. So if you have the skills, you got to do it sometimes yourself if you want the job done.
And if you want it done right and you want to get it out there, you got to 100%.
Yeah. But I don't love to do that. I wish I didn't have to do that part, but I'm happy to do it when I need to. But out of on-camera TV stuff and stand-up, it's just two equal loves. It's hard to choose because... I love stand-up. It's the most pure. It's just you and the audience. It's your thoughts. There's no editing. But I love the amount of people you reach much more easily with TV. I love collaborating. I love being part of a team. And it just feels, like, incredibly exciting when you are part of a show and there's lights and there's an audience that's there and they're excited. And it's, like, that's the ultimate dream in some way. So it's hard to choose. Like, we're not shooting new episodes of Video Test right now, and I miss it so much. I want to get back in that studio.
Do you miss the fact that you're not, like, on the camera, or you miss the excitement of the show? Like, what is it? Which is the part that you miss the most?
It's just all of that. It's just...
Like, could it be any show, or do you just love that show so much?
I love that show. I think it was particularly very well suited for my skills. But it's just having a show that I'm at the helm of. It's very exciting for me. Like, I love pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like pressure. Like, I need pressure. Like, I love that there's millions of dollars riding on my shoulders.
How much pressure do you think Henry Horse
is exhausted. Henry Horse is traveling so much.
He tapped out after he took a little dookie on the floor at 105 by the beat.
And the DJ stepped in it and crushed it into the carpet.
Yeah, I smelled it in the middle of our pitcher episode. There, I was like... Why does it really smell funky right now?
Oh, damn
it. And I think someone turded on the floor, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't one of the humans in the room.
Not ideal.
Yeah, yeah.
But sure, it's not one of the humans. That was good. That's what is your captain's intuition.
It's what it was. I did.
It's really good.
I really dug deep for that one.
Pun intended. I just love it. I love when people invest millions of dollars and trust that I'm going to be able to deliver.
Yeah.
I'm at my absolute top game. It's like the bigger, even with stand-up, the bigger the venue, the better. Like, I bring my all to every single show, even if it's in front of 30 people in a workout room.
Yeah.
But just, you can't help it. Something, you're in a big room, just gets adrenaline pumping in a whole new way. I could just play at Howie Mandel's Comedy Club in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in, and it's 1,200 seats.
Really?
And you just feel like more of a star. You have to step up because you're like, wow, this is a big old stage.
So they still call it the Howie Mandel Comedy Club?
Yeah.
It's 1,200 seats?
Yeah. Well, they're not filling those seats.
Yeah.
And they close the back with a curtain. But, you know, I was getting like 400, 450 people a show.
That's a good crowd.
Not bad.
Big crowd.
Yeah, it felt huge.
Right.
It was really nice. And just like huge, tall, normally you don't want tall ceilings in comedy, but this one was fine. Yeah. When it's like a big old like arena theater vibe, you don't
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, right,
mind.
Exactly.
I love doing like even with that, like I love doing arenas.
Yeah.
Like that's I'm very lucky that I got to have the experience of playing arenas because most comedians will never have that.
Right.
But with Dane Cook and Chelsea Handler, I got to open for
right.
them.
That's right.
And play up to 12,000 people a
you
night.
You still talk to Chelsea?
Still talk to Chelsea. Yeah.
Yeah. How's she doing?
She's great. I just pulled off a big event.
Does
back
she know
in
I'm
November.
Single yet?
You know, that's a good question. You two would actually be kind of good
yeah,
together.
She should. Yeah.
I could see you two being good together.
Yeah.
She likes business people.
She does.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm sure she would not mind that you have your own vodka line either.
That's true.
She would not mind
we
that.
We could create one for her.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yeah.
Why hasn't she done that yet?
Because she hasn't hooked up with me yet.
Chelsea Handler knockout vodka.
She has.
It knocks you straight out. That what girl drinks, man.
Yeah,
that
I know.
That girl likes
she
to
likes
party.
It, right?
I love that about her.
She's a good endorser of the product.
She's just incredible, man. Like, I had a really fun experience one time. I'll take it back. A terrible experience, but it's a fun story that I sometimes tell on stage. Sound like you're about to go on to that car right there.
Yeah.
I trust you, but you
I
said
like
you have
keep
ADD
it,
and
yeah.
maybe nervous.
I like to keep it on the edge on the log.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to walk the plank if you have to.
I like that. Are you a captain or are you a pirate?
I'm a captain.
Okay.
I'm a captain. I run the ship.
Okay. Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
We're flying back from Philadelphia after doing a big arena in Pennsylvania with Chelsea, and she rents a private jet, and we were drinking vodka on the airplane, and we were drunk, and Chelsea says to me, there's like six of us in the airplane, cockpit, open cockpit. You see the pilot and the co-pilot there,
mm-hmm.
and she says, Bam, why don't you go and see if the co-pilot will give you a blowjob?
Okay.
And I was like, hard pass. Thank you so much for the offer.
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy.
Okay.
And so I was like, nope, not interested. Thank you so much. And then she goes, come on, it'll be hilarious. And I was drunk. And I'm like, all right. So I go into the cockpit of an airplane flying, 25,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, no big deal. It's typically normal.
Yeah, and I'm watching, like, in the cockpit, and I say to the co-pilot, dude, this is going to sound weird, but Chelsea thought it'd be funny if you gave me a blowjob. Obviously, I don't want you to do that, but if you just kind of bobbed your head up and down, it would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm flying a plane. To which I replied, no, you're not.
No, you're
he's flying the plane.
You're watching.
You're just not doing shit right now. And he was like, fair. And he starts bobbing his head up and down. And it was instantly the worst
and
moment
so
of my life.
So you finished. And then
instantly the worst moment of my life, made only worse a moment later by I then turned back to see the reaction and no one's paying attention anymore. I had him mime a blowjob on me for no reason whatsoever.
The joke was over and you were still like, okay,
worse.
Okay.
Worst moment.
Guys,
of
we
life,
gotta
though.
End on that one. No one's miming any head on this show. This is the Captain's Log. My guest Ben Glebe. You can see him at Off the Hook Comedy Club all weekend. Don't miss it. Get tickets offthehookcomedy.com and like, share. If you like this podcast, share it, damn it. And also we're 5 stars on iTunes now. That's good.
Please don't cuss though. You're saying damn it's not nice.
No.
We're kids watching.
Okay, well we apologize.